Oh my God.
You can't sip with us.
But you can sip with us.
Welcome to Sip With Me.
In place of a cocktail this week, I wanted to shout out a couple of the cocktail options on the menu at our guest's restaurant, the Ashburn at the Lowe's O'Hare Hotel. The first one I really love is the Nervous Flyer. It has vodka in it, and it's just totally what Ioana and I need because we literally need to be medicated to fly. And staying at Lowe's would be the perfect way to make us chill and zen, and having this cocktail would pair perfectly with that. The other drinks, they have a Lowe's Hotels & Co. Espresso Martini. They have a 747, again, another amazing nod to an aviation geek like me. And then they also have this one that's called the Chocolate Martini. It just sounds amazing, and I need all of these before I fly anywhere. So grab your Nervous Flyer or your Chocolate Martini, and let's meet this week's guest. Welcome back, everyone, and happy summer. It is officially May, so we are kicking off our summer series, and of course, we're going to do that with food. You know, we've had our fair share of food and drink guests on the show, and we've been posting a lot of mukbangs recently, and while we love a crispy stack of chicken tenders and a greasy pile of fries, sometimes Ioana and I want to do something new that feels special and leaves us with that wow feeling that we got every night when we first met as best friends 10 years ago. And we think that we have found that in our guest today and what they are offering. We found that in the beautifully named the Sip and Savor Dinner Series, which is being held at the Lowe's Chicago O'Hare Hotel, which is the luxury spot to call home for a night if you're traveling to O'Hare, visiting Rosemont, or if you're a really super nervous flyer like me and Ioana, and you literally need to sleep by the by the airport. It's the perfect spot to do that. And we are so excited today to be talking to hotel executive chef Chuck Gillis, who manages the Ashburn, an American gastro pub at the hotel. And we'll let him talk about the restaurant itself and what is most exciting, the Sip and Savor Dinner Series, which we are attending this week. It's an intimate quarterly dining experience led by Chef Chuck that pairs a carefully crafted meal with a rotating beverage partner. We are so, so, so excited. Chef Chuck, welcome to Sip With Me.
Thank you very much. Thank you for having me.
Of course. I don't think we've ever had an executive chef on the show.
No, I don't think so.
I feel a little intimidated because there's a lot of heft to that title. And I know a lot of culinary experience and schooling and all that stuff behind it. And Ioana and I, we should just throw it out there before we dive in. We are horrible cooks. And so we do go out to eat a lot and we enjoy food a lot as well. It's a big part of our friendship. So we are truly honored to have you on. And to start, just give us a little bit of a glimpse into who you are. I know we're going to meet you on Friday. So I would love to get a little bit of a background of how you got into food and then kind of how you ended up here at Lowe's Chicago O'Hare.
Sure. Originally, I'm from Texas. Born and raised, I lived there until I was in my early 20s, went to college, did an apprenticeship. I got into food because of my grandparents, my grandmothers. They were both great cooks. My grandmother, Mamaw, she was on the farm. So my grandparents owned a big farm in Texas, and I learned to cook under her. So beautiful Texas food, chicken fried steak, green beans. It was every holiday was a big thing for her. So I just kind of put myself in the kitchen when I wasn't working on the farm and really enjoyed it. Got the opportunity to go to college, did an apprenticeship, and left Texas shortly after getting out. I lived most of my adult life in Hawaii.
Interesting.
That's cool.
Texas and Hawaii.
Yeah, it's Hawaii's a beautiful state. I've lived Kauai, Maui, and the Big Island, most recently the Big Island, for 15 years. So I've been back on the mainland for about a year and a half.
Oh, wow.
At the Lowe's. Oh,
yeah. Nice. Well, welcome back.
Yeah.
Thank you.
What a dream.
Welcome to Chicago.
Cool.
It is. I love Chicago. I'm happy winter's done. know, going into spring, that's going to be much better.
Yeah. Yes.
Summer. Right.
A little less depressing.
Yes.
Tell us a little bit more about Los Chicago O'Hare. I know you have a couple different things going on there. So just walk us through kind of your role there and then what some of the different dining options are at the hotel.
Sure. We have one restaurant, but we also have two restaurants that are right outside. Ashburn's our main dining facility. We breakfast, lunch, dinner, beautiful little restaurant. It's gastropub, very beverage driven as well, but food driven as well. Well, modern American food, steaks, some pastas. You can come in and get a nice comfort meal in Ashburn. Mm. We do a lot of specials to upgrade it. The spring dinner series kind of goes along that same line. Just it gives us the chefs at the hotel an opportunity to play and to do what we like to do and cook different food that we normally don't get to cook.
Modern American is definitely
sounds like
our
kind of food.
Yeah.
That's exactly what we eat.
What is a day in the life? And I know there's no typical day in the life of any job, but like, what does being an executive chef, like, what does that look like?
It's a jack of all trades. It really is. Some days you're cooking fine dining meals. Some days I'm cooking chicken fingers. It really depends on what the guest is looking for. I come in early, usually about 7:30, start my day, get with the cooks, see how the cooks are doing for the day. And then we go from there. At times you could catch me working in a dish pit. At times you catch me in the restaurant expediting. It's a little bit of everything and it's whatever is needed by the team usually.
I like that. Very humble.
Yeah.
The entrepreneur in the kitchen. I like that. And then you mentioned the spring dinner series. So talk a little bit about that. You know, we're attending on Friday. Mm-hmm. What can we expect? And then I'm really interested to know too, kind of how you kind of curate an experience like this and select what you're going to offer.
Usually it's very seasonal and it's what I feel. I'm really trying to drive. When I started writing this menu, we were still deep in winter and I was really over winter at that point. So I was thinking about spring food and things I'd want to cook once it gets warm. I go to the Park Ridge Farmers Market a lot. Mm. Some of the food I've picked up from there on some of our dinner series. It's a great little farmers market, great mushroom guys, great cheese guys. So really I'm trying to give this dinner series is very focused on farm to table. So every dinner series, we kind of change the theme a little bit. We just think what's inspiring us right now. The last dinner we did was very barbecue inspired. So it was nice. The 7-course barbecue dinner.
Oh my God.
A lot of fun. Our next one, I think is going to be an Asian dinner series. You know, I spent a lot of time in Asia, a lot of time in Hawaii. So it's a lot of the food I like to cook as well. So really it's delving into our past and kind of growing what we can do and sharing within ourselves as the team.
And for someone who's attending the dinner series, how does it actually work? How does it flow? And maybe how is it a little bit different than if you're just going out to dinner per se?
Sure. We've been working on this one for about a month and a half. So we've started sourcing our product. We start going to our farmers market, seeing what's available in the market. The night of the event, so we plan the event, we're ready to go. We've been to the farmer's market. We've got our table decorations. Everything looks great. That day, we come in early and we start to cook. We'll start to cook probably about 10 in the morning, start getting ready.
God.
Wow.
And then by that evening, we should be ready to go. I'll introduce every course. I come out, we talk about the food and just what inspired how we, you know, took our original ideas and really how it came out in the end. It's very interactive. There's a lot of guest discussion. I try to talk to everybody that's at the table usually. And it's a very cozy, not a one-on-one experience, but very small format. It's a lot of fun.
We're so excited.
Very intimate.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I feel like we've actually never done something like this together. So
no.
I feel like going on a culinary experience. Journey together will be so much fun. I'm interested to know, because obviously there's a lot of time and effort that is put into this curation and this dinner series. I know it may be hard to choose, but do you have like a favorite part of the series or part of the creative experience throughout creating this this event and this. Yeah,
I do. It's the collaboration between myself and the other chefs. Usually it's, we can put an idea on paper, but how it really finishes is usually very different than the first idea. So I like bouncing. I would never want to do it by myself. I really like the team experience, having multiple chefs, talking our way through it, and really trying to become as creative and as nice as we can. I found we've grown exponentially since we've started till now. We're starting to get in a good flow of it. We are much better about bouncing ideas off each other. And it becomes a fun moment for us and really something we look forward to.
Oh, that's so nice. What a good story. I love that. And then you also have a beverage partner for each dinner series, correct? How does that work?
This one is Dow Lines. Last one was Whiskey Acres. We went to the Whiskey Acres bar, their operation headquarters downtown last time. That was a great experience. They do a lot of great beers and a lot of great beverages. Whiskey's incredible. Had a great time. This is Dow Lines. They're a partner of ours. They've been a partner of ours. So we're really looking forward to getting to know them a bit better.
Are they in Paso Robles?
I believe so, yeah.
Oh, nice. I feel like I went there on a long time ago. That's possible. And so how does pairing the beverage work with the meal that you curate? Is that, do you kind of take that into account? Or there, do you curate the drink to the food? Or how specific usually, does that get?
Usually I start with the beverage first and go from there. So we kind of narrow down what we were going to try for the flight course. And then we just came up with the food from there. What fits with our first course, the champagne, what not too heavy, not too light, and working our way through the meal until we get to the entree, which is a red meat, which is lamb. And we wanted to have something that would hold up with that. So it's kind of a process. We do a tasting usually about a month before, taste all the wines or whatever beverage we happen to be doing. And that's a lot of fun too.
That sounds so fun.
I'm excited for a glass of wine.
Yeah,
and some lamb, it sounds like. And then my last question for you is, you mentioned maybe having an Asian inspired dinner series coming up. What's on the horizon for the rest of the year for this series? And also just summertime overall at Lo Chicago O'Hare.
Summertime's a great time for us. It's very busy, obviously. Chicago opens up and blooms in the summer. So it's gorgeous outside. And so we're really trying to spend a lot of time just going to the farmers markets, trying different food. We have a lot of guests in and out. The restaurant is very busy from people traveling. It's a lot of fun. For the next dinner series, one of our sous chefs is from the Philippines. So we are considering kind of gearing it, not necessarily all food from the Philippines, but very Asian inspired. He's very excited about it. We have another one in the fall. And that's one of my favorite ones because it's just, I love the food of the fall, you know, pumpkins.
Me too. And,
you know, it's the food I want to eat. So we haven't really gotten to that one yet, but we have in the last few days started talking about the one we're going to do in August. So once this is over, we'll kind of go back, take some notes, and then we'll start to plan the next one.
Yay.
Gosh, I'm so excited. I'm ready for fall.
Very big fall person and Halloween. So
yeah,
we will definitely be that one.
Fall food. So I'm ready.
Good.
All right. We end every episode with a round of rapid fire. So we have six questions for you, and we just want your first gut instinct answer. And I'm sure that you will do great at this because I'm sure as an executive chef, you are used to working on the fly a lot.
Okay.
So, Ioana, why don't you take it away?
Okay. What's your favorite seasonal summer ingredient to cook with?
Oh, man. That's a tough one. Citrus.
Ooh,
citrus. Okay. My last menu, I could tell I was really looking for the summer because every dish had a citrus component onto it. I needed the vitamin C.
Yeah.
I love it. What is one of your favorite parts about being executive chef at Lowe's?
getting to know all the people in my building, the cook team in particular. They're a bunch of great cooks. They have a great stories and getting to know them.
I love that. Beautiful.
Okay. What's the secret to a good French fry?
The right oil. I have friends, you know, duck fat oil is probably some of the best. I worked for Kevin Hickey. He's a local Chicago chef for a while, and he loved duck fat fries, which are excellent.
Yes, I've had those before. Oh my gosh. They do add that unique flavor. Have you never had them, Ioana?
No, I've never had them.
Oh, yes, we'll have to get some. Oh, wait, it's your turn, Ioana. Wait, is it my turn?
I think it's your turn.
Oh, it's my turn. Okay.
Yeah.
You might or may not have like a first gut instinct answer to this one, but who is a super interesting person you've cooked for or someone that you really enjoyed cooking for?
My wife.
Oh,
she knows more about food than I do. And she's an incredible cook. So I like to, it sometimes can be a bit of challenging because she's also my harshest critic, but it's a lot of fun usually.
Oh my God. You need to write a book.
To cook for me. Okay. Is there an ingredient you hate cooking with or dislike?
I'm not a big salmon guy.
Oh, good. Me neither.
Yeah, not a big salmon guy. I like if it's fresh right out of the river, it's awesome. But other than that, I'm not a big salmon guy.
I respect that. I feel that for sure. All right, last question. We are a cocktail hour themed podcast. So do you have a favorite cocktail or non-alcoholic beverage of choice?
Lately, I've been going a bit non-alcoholic. Athletic Brewing Company has some great IPAs that are zero alcohol that are have been great. Their hazy is quite good.
I've been hearing, there's been so much chatter about non-alcoholic beers and that they're getting a lot better. So
they've gotten so much better. I mean, for a while it was pretty terrible, but now it's been great.
We'll have to try those.
Yeah.
All right. You survived. So last thing, most important, tell everyone where they can find out more information about the Ashburn, Lowe's O'Hare, and also where they can find more information or even book a spot at one of the dinner series events.
Sure. Lowe's.com, Lowe'sHotels.com. is our website. There's links to our restaurants, and then you can just come in as well. We're here. Yay. We're always cooking.
I love that. Okay, well, Chef Chuck, thank you so very much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
I think about 48 hours from now, we'll be at one of your tables, and we're excited to see you face to face.
Thanks for listening to Sip With Me with Ioana and Aaron. If you like our show and want to know more, check out our website, sipwithme.org. There you can find our themed cocktail book, as well as other exciting Sip With Me content.
And if you love our podcast, don't forget to leave a review on Apple Podcasts and follow our podcasting adventures on Instagram @sipwithme_.